Chant number 29, genitive, T.P. Rhodes. The T is for time, time during which something happens in the genitive. Genitive also means, in certain contexts, possession, the boy's book. In other contexts, it's relational, the son of Mary. The objective genitive is when the genitive relates the noun as kind of an object to the sentence, okay? The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's against the Holy Spirit. Agency is the agent doing it. Descriptive is kind of like an adjectival use. And the subjective genitive is when the genitive is used as a subject of the noun, kind of like the lust of the flesh. It's the flesh lusts. So that's the genitive, T.P. Rhodes. Now, the dative is I list. I is the normal indirect object. The interest, the dative expresses interest. It expresses location within which. It also describes instrumental. And finally, the S and the T is the sphere. And then the dative is used for point time, time at which. The point of time. So the genitive is T.P. Rhodes, time, possession, relation, objective, agency, descriptive, and subjective genitives. Do that again. T.P. Rhodes, time, possession, relational, objective, agency, descriptive, and subjective. And one final time, the genitive options, T.P. Rhodes, time, possession, relational, objective, agency, descriptive, and subjective. The dative, I list, indirect object, interest, location, instrumental, sphere, and point of time. I list again, indirect object, interest, location, instrumental, sphere, and time, point at which. And then finally, a third time, I list, indirect object, interest, location, instrumental, sphere, and time as point of time.